When President Grover Cleveland sent troops to Chicago to quash the Pullman strike that Debs and his American Railway Union helped spread nationwide, violence escalated and dozens of strikers were killed. IU history professor Carl Weinberg says Cleveland was left playing damage control, so he signed Labor Day into law.
He was hated by many workers around the country for having sent in federal troops to Chicago. And so he was clearly looking to boost his popularity a bit by trying to demonstrate that he, in fact, was the friend of workers.
But Debs' influence today goes beyond the unofficial end of summer. Vermont Senator and former Democratic candidate for president Bernie Sanders is a fan of Debs. He calls himself a Democratic socialist and even produced a documentary on Debs back in 1979. As we've seen these last two election cycles, Sanders' ideas are gaining ground. But Weinberg says Sanders has toned down his message since the 70s.
He really seemed to identify with Debs' revolutionary message and this idea that working people had to reject both major political parties. But Sanders, since then, has very much become part of the establishment, even if he's not registered as a Democrat.
Democratic nominee for President Joe Biden worked with Sanders on his policy platforms and will face off against President Donald Trump this November. For WFIU News, I'm Mitch Leegan.